It might be only a dinner, Javis Tyr thought, but many a secret had been whispered between lovers by candlelight before. Jaina had a head start on him. He would have to move quickly. As he lifted off, his Hologlide J-57 cam droid securely in the seat beside him, he was able to catch sight of her vessel. Had Jaina been piloting, he knew, the speeder would make all sorts of convoluted twists and turns in an effort to elude pursuit. Instead, it remained almost staidly in the proper lanes of traffic, not exceeding legal speeds. And if Jaina wasn't piloting tonight, that meant she might be choosing to imbibe some alcohol with her meal. Tyr smiled. That would be useful. Intoxication often loosened tongues. His network's ratings had soared upon his coverage of Gisela Horn's Jedi Rampage, as it had been dubbed. So had his popularity with his bosses. He'd been given his own exclusive half-hour show, which he had titled Javis Tyr Presents The Jedi Among Us. Some episodes had been calmer than others. Most recently, in fact, he had aired an educational spot about the history of the Jedi. The ratings were starting to drop as the public lost interest, and his boss had recently indicated that something a bit livelier would be preferred. He was not going to stoop to eavesdropping on pillow talk. Tyr was, after all, a reputable journalist. But any conversation held in a public place was fair game. The little red speeder was fairly easily followed, and Tyr wondered if perhaps this might not be a waste of his time tonight. Jaina Solo and Jagged Fell were highly important personages, but they were beings too, and it might indeed just be a dinner out. Even so, there could possibly be crumbs dropped that would be worth it. He tapped in a request on the vessel's computer, and it came up with a list of several restaurants in the area. As he quickly scanned the list, he realized he thought he knew where they were headed. That information helped make up his mind. He veered into another lane, taking a shortcut in order to arrive before Jaina. If, as he suspected, Fell and Solo were dining at the Indigo Tower, one of the nicest restaurants in the quarter, at least he'd have a good meal at the network's expense. The Indigo Tower was modeled after the famous Sky Sitter restaurant, shamelessly stealing that establishment's concept of a revolving room on a tower high above the Coruscanti skyline. Its exterior was made of shining blue-black durasteel, extremely modern and chic. Inside, the color theme continued throughout the lush decor. Tyr pulled into the valet lane, handed a cred coin of decent denomination off to the valet, and lingered at the entrance to the tower, checking his chrono and looking about as if waiting for someone. He was careful to stay in the shadows as much as possible. A black speeder with the insignia of the Galactic Empire pulled up. Imperial Head of State Jagged Fell was clearly not attempting to hide his appearance. He also was driving his own speeder and stepped out briskly, his military bearing obvious. His dark head with its distinctive white streak, a continuation of the scar that ran across his face, was bare, but he wore an elegant cloak, scarf, and gloves in concession to the chill of the altitude. He, too, handed his vessel off to a valet, then stood and waited, his breath puffing in the chill air. A few moments later, the little red speeder appeared. Jaina Solo stepped out, smiling at Jag as he assisted her courteously. He kissed her cheek, drew her arm through his, and together they entered the restaurant. Tyr followed, keeping a discreet distance. He was certain he had not been observed. But it wouldn't matter if he had been spotted by the two. As a journalist of repute, he would not arouse suspicion by choosing to dine at this establishment. He lingered as they were led off by the maitre d', and then told the young female Ortolan who approached him, "I'd like to be close to those two." He subtly flashed a cred card and winked.
"I'll get you as close as I can, sir,"
she said, taking the card in her large, stubby hands, running it and returning it to him just as discreetly. He followed her as she led him through the dining room and wondered if her dark blue skin had been an asset during the hiring process at a place called the Indigo Tower. The carpet was thick and plush. Over in the corner, a musical trio, a Bith, another Ortolan, and a human was playing a soft tune. A sultry-voiced Pollowick stepped up to the microphone and began to sing. The Orderlan led him to an area where secluded booths extended into corners, and the blue light made everything look mysterious and cool. He watched Jag and Jaina, her arms still through his, their heads bent close together as they spoke quietly. And then, the maitre d' opened a door, and they disappeared.
"Here you are, sir,"
the Orderlan said blithely.
"This is the closest table to our private rooms."
He stared at her.